I'm John Gray, and welcome to John Gray's World.
I need you to understand you've been in process long enough. I don't know who I'm talking to in here. Get on up, stay on the scene like a worship machine. God is about to take you from the place of process to the place of producing.
Fresh word, fresh perspective, and a whole lot of hallelujah. John Gray's World. Boom!
God bless you, family. I'm so glad to see you and spend a little bit of time with you today. You know, sometimes it can be hard to believe that God desires to use us in a special way. Your past may have been plagued with things you're not proud of, or you may be looking at your present day life and you're tempted to doubt if you will ever walk into all God has called you to. But today, I want to settle that issue and declare to you, God is about to announce you and put you on display for all the world to see. You may not feel like it, but you are a difference maker. There is something unique about you that will show the world an expression of God's grace that has never been seen before. Why? Because there is only one you. So I pray this truth will resonate on the inside of you as I share a message called Stop the Presses. You better go ahead and call everybody you know. We about to praise the Lord. Red DVR button. Press it. Yeah, there we go. Come on.
That tonight is an unexpected supernatural move of the Holy Ghost. That tonight your marriage shifts, your children's behavior and attitude shifts, finances shift, strategies shift, ideas shift from stagnant to supernatural production. This moment is the moment that we've been waiting for. I am not leaving here a few minutes from now the same way that I drove in. I'm leaving here with the blessing of the Lord and the word of the Lord and the power of the Holy Ghost to execute the thing I was created to produce. Is anybody else with me on tonight? I'm gonna just let you know right now, tonight is significant for me. This is my last sermon at Lakewood in my 30s. Exactly 2 weeks from this very moment, I turn 40 years old, and I will be, let me tell you how saved I am. I'm gonna be here on my birthday preaching, so you need to bring five of your friends, because it's going to be turned up in here. I'm going to just tell you like that. I am receiving birthday cake, cherry pies, and miscellaneous gift cards to Longhorn. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. But he said, no, I'm not. Don't judge me. But I feel the joy of the Lord in the atmosphere. I feel it. I feel it, and I'm excited. And we've been in a Dominion series for a number of weeks now. Tonight, I'm going to take a slight turn off of the Dominion Highway. It's still on the highway. It's an exit off the highway, but it's still on Dominion. It's still off 45, but it's right off 45. It's like a tollway. This is the Hardy Toll Road. This is the Sam Houston. This is still Dominion, but this is an addition, and if you're taking notes, I want you to write down this title, Stop the Presses. Now, a lot of you young people don't even know what that means, because you get all your news through your digital devices and your smartphones and different, you know, computers and such. But back in the olden days, we used to read the newspaper. And tonight, I want to share what the Lord has placed on my heart from that perspective. Stop the presses. And from all of us who understand what that means, I want you to keep that definition in mind while I share some background on why I believe that's
the title. It's still Dominion. You could even say Dominion Part 5, Stop the Presses. But God has to become the God of He did it, not just the God of He's going to do it. At some point, it has to be He showed up, as opposed to I'm believing for Him to show up. At some point, the thing I've been praying for has to become the thing that has arrived. I'm ready for the arrival. Maybe I'm the only one. Maybe there are seven of us.
The rest of you are content to pray for the rest of your life. You 90 years old. Lord, I'm believing for a husband. Honey, you, that's a whole lot of faith.
I'm believing the Lord to do some things that He has promised. But more than that, I need Him to do it in front of certain people. See, because there are a lot of people who have underestimated us, underestimated your value, underestimated your gifts, made light of your visions, laughed at your dreams. Maybe they encouraged your hopes publicly, but secretly when they're driving home, that's crazy. I can't even believe they even said that. Ain't no way that's gonna happen. Believe it for you. Ain't even got no credit talking about you gonna get a house. I'm praying for you. Keep your prayers. I need someone who will agree with me in faith. I need people around me that will stretch my faith. I don't want to live a regular life. I don't want to live an average life. Jesus did not die so I can be regular. I'm super unleaded. I'm top of the line. I'm ready for the overcoming, supernatural, victorious life. And I need people around me who understand that. I just cannot be surrounded by people who celebrate average. More than that, I can't allow the people who just knew, they knew the sum total of my manhood, to get through this life without knowing everything you thought about me was wrong. I need God to do what He's going to do in me in front of the people who said it could never happen. Now, some of you who are very pious will be like, that's the wrong attitude. You have the wrong spirit. No, the Bible says He prepares a table. Before me, in the presence. I need you to know God's about to put you in position and invite your enemies to the table to watch. Will anybody give God a 10-second praise break right now? I know you're comfortable. You're in your green chair. You're in your premium purple chairs. But can we just give God a praise? Because you do have some people that don't like you, and that's okay. They really not gonna like you after what God's about to do. Hey! 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 You don't like me. You really not about to stand me. And I'm not doing any invitations. The invitations have been sent out by God Himself. I'm ready to live the supernatural life. I want to see what He promised, and I want to see it right now. Is anybody ready to have your hopes fulfilled? I want you to know that tonight I came to make an announcement. Tonight, my announcement is this: God's about to announce you. For those who kind of know my heart, and I love to have fun when I share the word, I just have to repeat this one again for those who it maybe takes you more than one time to understand the power of what has just been declared.
I came to make an announcement tonight. My wife made me put on my good shoes to tell you. I came to announce that God is about to announce you. Now, it's one thing when people acknowledge you and announce you. It's another when God is doing the announcing. Now, let me give you the scripture to back up what I'm saying, so this is not just an emotional exercise for those who are nitpicky and don't like all of this joy and all of this shouting and all of this hallelujah. I'm just, give me the word. Well, you ain't even ready for the word with that attitude. Give me the word. I need the word. That's what I live on. No, you don't. You live on judgment. You ready? You just don't want to be happy. I bind that devil, and you ain't in my life and in my circle. You have no authority over my joy, and you have no control over my emotions. I'm gonna shout, I'm gonna dance, I'm gonna clap, and I'll be like David. I'll be even more undignified than this. Matthew chapter 3, verse 16. Better get there fast. It's gonna turn into a black church in here. Somebody gonna just start running. This church too big to run, though, Pastor. You got to be in shape to run through here. Big halfway through. Oh, thank you, Jesus. All right, that's enough, Jesus. Matthew chapter 3, verse 16. Reading from the New King James Version, it says this. When he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water. And behold, the heavens were opened to him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased."
The Bible is filled with wonderful promises God has made to the believer. Yet too many of us believe we do not qualify, or we are not invited to experience everything He has waiting for us. In His new and eye-opening series on CD, All Access, Your Invitation to Ultimate Blessing, John Gray reveals how Jesus' redemptive work on the cross made you a VIP. And He has reserved a place in God's grace and goodness just for you. Take a moment to call 866-274-3700 or share your gift and request your copy of All Access when you visit us securely online at tbn.org/access. Accept your invitation to ultimate blessing. Call, click, or write today.
In all of history, this may be one of the most underrated moments where eternity invaded time, where heaven broke through the sound barrier and announced on a frequency that man could hear in an audible voice, the voice of the Almighty God. This was not Moses at the top of the mountain receiving the law. This was not Elijah at the cave. This was God announcing to the masses the arrival of His Son. He didn't do it in secret. He did it where everybody who was around could hear it. And God was not concerned with people's response. God made an announcement. And when heaven announces you, you know I'm about to repeat it because you need to get that in your spirit. When heaven announces you, hell can't unannounce you. People can't unannounce you. Your past cannot unannounce you. Your failures cannot unannounce you. Once you are announced, you cannot be unannounced. because it was God that made the determination on when he would declare it. It wasn't something that was requested by Jesus. It wasn't something Jesus went around saying, hey, guess God's about to elevate me. All y'all stop by the Jordan. The actual power in the scripture is found in the verse right before Matthew 3:16. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him, and John tried to prevent him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and you are coming to me. But Jesus answered and said to him, permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting to fulfill all righteousness. Then he allowed him. What that scripture is saying is, Jesus said, I got to be baptized. It has to be public because this is what's right, to fulfill all righteousness. Jesus knew what his role was, what his mission was, what his calling was, and this was not something that was arbitrary. It had to happen like this. Publicly, he had to be baptized. He had to lay down his will, his previous identity, and the moment that he came out of that water, something shifted in his destiny. The waters of trial, the waters of despair, the waters of questions, the waters of cloudy faith, the waters of God when, the waters of what if, the waters of I hope it's my season, the waters of when is it my turn, all of that was left in the stream. And as he came out of the water, suddenly heaven broke through into earth and eternity spoke into time and the immortal spoke to the mortal and timeless interrupted time and said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Now, to some, because you've heard this scripture many times, it may not have the impact that it will have about 5 minutes from now. But I need you to understand that this was a stop the press moment. See, in the old days, everything was done on printing presses. All of the articles had to be typeset. Everything had to be formatted. Everything had to be corrected. They had to read and reread and proofread. They had editors for each section of a newspaper. They had copy editors. They had a senior editor. They had section editors. Everybody had to make sure that each word was correct, because once it went to print, you couldn't get it back. Mark, from the moment in the garden when we lost dominion, the presses kept printing the same thing, broken, unfulfilled, lost, struggling, hopeless, searching. The children of Israel had to have priests constantly making atonement for sin. Poor lambs, poor rams, goats, doves. I know they was like, I'm so mad I was born in Israel. I don't know what to do. This is crazy. They done took my cousin, put him up on the mountain. My cousin Ram, Abraham, got him. He was just in the bushes. And I know them deer was talking, don't you go down there. Don't go to the Israelite camp. They go, I'm telling you. They always sin and they gonna cut one of us up. The printing press kept repeating the same thing. The printing press is the broken DNA that sin had ingrained on us. No matter how much we tried, we could never get it right. No matter how much we attempted to achieve to make ourselves right with the Father, we just couldn't do it. And then in the book of Malachi, there were some things written, and then there's this long silence between the written word. 400 years, by many estimations, of silence. No prophetic word, no declaration, just silence. And then, suddenly, there was, with the shepherds in the fields, angels.
they declared, hey, peace on earth. Because unto you born this day in the city of David, a Savior. 'Tis Christ the Lord. See, Lisa, Pastor Lisa said something. We need to get Jesus back on our lips, on our songs, on our minds. We have not honored the name of Jesus properly, because that name has authority over hell, authority over sickness, authority over everything that we can ever have. And in this moment, it was announced to shepherds, hey, there's a baby born. He's the Christ, the anointed one. Mashiach has arrived. Go see him. He's in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes. The announcement that time was the angels. They announced the baby. See, a lot of people don't know what you carry. People kind of know some of your gifts. They know you're different. Some of you, you were always labeled different in your family. Any different people in the family, you're the one that thinks that you're the weird one. Your head's always in the clouds. We don't know who your daddy is. You're weird. They really don't know. But what I'm saying is, he said, hallelujah, amen. If you glad, I love it. Some people do have a clue about what you carry. It was announced. People know. They know some things. They didn't know all of it. That's kind of those other voices. Great for them to announce your birth. They announced you in your infant stages, in your developmental stages. But God's bringing to pass the thing that he declared for you in full maturity. I need you to understand, you've been in process long enough. I don't know who I'm talking to in here. Get on up, stay on the scene like a worship machine. God is about to take you from the place of process to the place of producing.
If there's anything that will open doors for you, it would be the anointing God has placed on your life. There is a specific space he has created you to occupy. No one else can do it. No one else has the ability to do it. You're not in competition with anyone else. It is there where you will experience the most fulfillment and see God's grace work in and through your life in the most profound ways. I explain all this in my newest series, All Access, your invitation to ultimate blessing. God wants to move you from an atmosphere of worrying about your life to a place of confidence where you know you have a right to receive and experience the manifestation of all Jesus died for you to have. This is not name it, claim it. This is about understanding the principles of the word are active and available to you in every area of your life. This is not about just getting to heaven. This is about manifesting heaven and pulling it down into the earth. TBN wants to encourage you in this purpose, and that's why they're going to send you this teaching series for your gift of any size. We appreciate your generosity, as the giving of our partners and friends is what fuels the ability to spread the gospel around the globe through these broadcasts. So reach out to us today to receive your copy of this powerful resource. You will not be sorry.
The Bible is filled with wonderful promises God has made to the believer. Yet too many of us believe we do not qualify, or we are not invited to experience everything he has waiting for us. In his new and eye-opening series on CD, All Access, Your Invitation to Ultimate Blessing, John Gray reveals how Jesus' redemptive work on the cross made you a VIP, and he has reserved a place in God's grace and goodness just for you.
My new series, All Access, Your Invitation to Ultimate Blessing, will show you how to access all the promises of God for your life.
We know this brand new series will be a blessing to you. That's why TBN wants to send you your very own copy of John Gray's All Access, Your Invitation to Ultimate Blessing, as our thank you for your gift of support this month. As you listen to each of John's three messages, you'll discover the challenges you face are not the sum total of your life. Through Jesus, you have access to more than you know, because God has opened the door wide for you to receive all of His favor, blessing, and goodness. Take a moment to call 866-274-3700 or share your gift and request your copy of All Access when you visit us securely online at tbn.org/access. Accept your invitation to ultimate blessing. Call, click, or write today.
I want to thank you for joining me today. I pray you are encouraged by what you heard preached. I know God wants you to aggressively receive the promises He has for you. This is why He made sure Jesus was your doorway to unlimited access to the resources of heaven. There is no blockage between you and heaven. When the veil of the curtain was ripped from top to bottom as Jesus died on the cross, that was the Heavenly Father saying, "Whosoever will, let them come." No need for a priest. I can get to my Heavenly Father on my own. God's arms are always extended towards you. He remains in an eternal giving posture where you're concerned. Why? Because you're His. You belong to Him, and He belongs to you. So make sure you get your copy of All Access and unpack all of the vital revelation it contains for your life. Well, I can't say enough how much I personally appreciate your support. My wife, my children, we are grateful, and we don't take it for granted. Not only your support of TBN, but also your support of the calling and the gifting God has placed on my life. I'm very grateful. And please keep me and my family in your prayers. Now be sure to join me next time as we get into some more awesome things God wants to reveal to you. God bless. I'll see you on the other side. Boo!